This story is part of the Helpers series, which shares stories about the people making positive impacts in our community. Imagine the steady hum of a motorcycle engine, the feeling of freedom as the road unfolds ahead. For many, riding a motorcycle is more than just a hobby, it's a passion. But with that passion comes the responsibility of riding safely, and that's where George Seymour comes in. For the past 40 years, Seymour has tried to make his community safer through his instruction at Canadore College in the Motorcycle Rider Training Course. He's also dedicated many hours to training referees in the sport of ringette. His commitment to helping others learn and grow has left a lasting impact. Recently, that commitment was recognized on a national level when Seymour received the King Charles Medallion, a prestigious honor awarded to Canadians who make a positive difference in their communities. Seymour's dedication to safety, mentorship, and community involvement has earned him respect from countless students and colleagues alike. The King Charles Medallion is awarded to Canadians who have made a significant, positive difference in their communities, demonstrating a commitment to making Canada a better place. Seymour was nominated by the Canada Safety Council, and the award is intended to honor those who go above and beyond in serving others. For Seymour, receiving this recognition was both unexpected and deeply humbling. "Actually, it was a complete shock to me," Seymour said, reflecting on the moment he learned of the honor. "I had no warning. I mean, I've got the letter and the medal here, and it was just a complete shock. I wasn't expecting anything. I'm very honored by it." Seymour admitted that the recognition left him feeling humbled. "I look at the letter that came with it and go, wow. That's better than me. I'm not quite used to the attention that it's gotten. I don't do this for the attention. I do it because it makes a difference," he said. While Seymour may not have sought recognition, he acknowledges that the award carries a special meaning. "It's a nice reminder that the little things you do can make a big difference to others," he said. "I've always just tried to do what I love while giving back to my community. To be recognized for that is truly something special." Seymour's passion for motorcycles goes back decades, and his commitment to safety is unwavering. As a chief instructor at Canadore College, he has been responsible for helping thousands of new riders gain confidence and competence on the road. "At Canadore, we typically run around 16 courses each summer from May until the first week of October," Seymour explained. "Once they sign up, we start with a Friday night classroom session to cover theory and expectations. Then, on Saturday and Sunday, we're out on the lot, teaching everything from basic balance and braking to advanced maneuvers like quick stops." Seymour's philosophy is rooted in giving each student the attention they need to succeed. "We always try to have a 4-to-1 student-to-instructor ratio, and we always have a fourth instructor available. Not everybody learns at the same rate, and we want to give more attention to those who are struggling. I want to see people succeed, and I'll do everything in my power to ensure they're safe by the end of the weekend," he said. One of the biggest challenges Seymour sees is helping new riders understand the difference between their learner's permit and the realities of being on the road. "One of the things I like to tell people is that when you get a learner's permit, it's unlike a car. With a motorcycle learner's permit, you can get on any bike and go on any road other than the 400 series highways. You could get on a 1000cc motorcycle and go down Lakeshore Drive here in North Bay. Not a good idea," he explained. "That's why the course places a strong emphasis on understanding the characteristics and handling methods of motorcycles. The bikes we have are not going to be what they end up riding. We have smaller displacement motorcycles because we are in a controlled lot, but they're usually going to get something quite a bit bigger. You have to treat those bigger bikes with a lot more respect. The handling characteristics and the techniques we teach are the same, it's just that with more power and speed, you have to be more respectful of the machine," Seymour said. Seymour has seen plenty of changes in motorcycle technology and culture over his 4 decades of teaching. "I think attitudes have changed a little bit. In a lot of circles, motorcycles are more accepted now. At the same time, the technology has advanced, and the bikes we have now can get people into trouble a lot quicker than the bikes of old," he noted. Reflecting on his own riding experience, Seymour shared an example. Years ago, I had a 1980 Kawasaki KZ750. At the time, that was considered the hottest sport bike out there. It had 53 horsepower. Now, we have 600cc bikes with more than double that. It's crazy. You start to understand that the equipment we're dealing with has changed drastically over the years, he said. In addition to the advancements in motorcycle power, Seymour has also noticed changes in the riding environment. Traffic has increased, and the power of motorcycles has increased. What people do with that power determines whether they become a good rider or a bad one. We try to teach good habits, he said. By teaching both fundamental skills and the importance of respect for the machine, Seymour and his team aim to ensure that new riders leave with the confidence to ride safely and responsibly. His journey to becoming an instructor began as a chance encounter. I had taken the course myself years ago, back when you could go straight to a full M license. I ran into the chief instructor at a motorcycle shop, and he asked if I'd be interested in instructing. I said, sure, and from there, I became a senior instructor and then chief instructor, with signing authority for testing and licensing. It's been a fun time, he said with a smile. When Seymour isn't on the lot teaching motorcycle safety, he can be found on the ice, coaching and training referees in the sport of ringette. For the past 2 decades, Seymour has traveled across northern Ontario, helping to develop new referees and passing on his passion for the game. In the last 20 years, I would say 90% of the new referees have been my students, he noted. That's everywhere from North Bay to Sudbury to Sault Ste. Marie and Timmins. It keeps me busy in the off-season. Seymour's commitment to the sport goes beyond just teaching the rules. He's dedicated to building confidence and leadership skills in his students. I enjoy working with people and helping them find their footing, he said. Seeing someone go from feeling unsure to being confident on the ice, that's what it's all about. One of his students, Alex Parker, recently made it to the national level, a point of pride for Seymour. She's the first person from the area to make it that far since the sport expanded. It's great to see, he said. When you put in the time and effort, it pays off, and it's pretty special to watch that happen. Seymour's commitment to giving back is rooted in a simple but powerful philosophy: live life fully while you can. I've always done things that I enjoy doing, he said. Growing up, I'd see people talking about what they wanted to do when they retired, but by the time they got older, they had some kind of infirmity that kept them from doing it. They'd end up with regrets. He took a different approach. I wanted to do everything I wanted to do before I got old. Well, I've managed to get older, and I'm still doing it. I've done everything from skydiving to scuba diving, and I was actually a skydiving instructor, too. I just enjoy it, and I want to help others enjoy it, he shared. For Seymour, it all comes down to giving back and sharing his passions. The stuff I do, I enjoy it, and I want to help others enjoy it too. You get out of it what you put into it, he said. If you have a story idea for helpers, send Matt an email at m.sukram@outlook.com.